We're joined now by Knoxville girls tennis coach Nick DeMoss on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KVLS. This interview powered by Hy-Vee. The season wrap up, and Nick, I cannot believe the season is over. That we were talking before we went on the air. That went quickly.
Yeah, it was a pretty quick season. I think start to finish, right at a little under 2 months. So a little bit quicker than what we're used to in the spring, where you know we were at 2.5 months, but. At least we made it all the way to the end, I guess.
Well, you did, and, you know, a solid season. Conference team champions, you had some individual champions. Second straight year, you got players to state. You know, overall, your thoughts on, you know, what was a pretty solid season for the girls?
Yeah, we accomplished a lot of our goals. You know, we had the goal going in that we wanted to win the conference title, and we wanted to get quite a few of our girls to be all conference players, which means they had to finish in the top three. And we also wanted to qualify people for state. So, you know, we accomplished that. You know, we would have liked to gone another round or two further in the team duel, but it just wasn't meant to be this year. And, you know, we'll try our luck again next year.
Well, let's talk about, you know, how the team season went. It just seemed like, you know, with a couple of exceptions, and there were reasons why you didn't win all your duels, but for the most part, you won by pretty significant scores.
Yeah, we had a good season. You know, we brought back a solid core of girls, and you know, besides the Grinnell match, which, you know, we were missing 4 or 5 of our players at the time due to volleyball. Besides that match, I thought we played fairly decent against all of our opponents. I would have loved to have played Pella Christian again when we weren't going through two-a-days. But, you know, they still may have gotten us, but I think it might have been a little bit closer. But overall, I thought we had a really good season, and you know, we're looking forward to 2026.
Well, looking through the individual season, there's a lot we can discuss individually. You know, starting off with Jordan Counts and Bridget Liston making it to a state. And, you know, you kind of played around with the doubles teams a lot this year. And those two really kind of settled in. And when they were on the court with each other, they were doing some things.
Yeah, those two did really well this year. I think they were 15-4 on the season. And, you know, their 4 losses came to the number 2, the number 6 team twice, and the number 7 team in the state. So, you know, when you consider their losses, you know, all 4 of them to top 7 teams in the state. And, you know, we lost that one to Fairfield, who was 7th in the state in 3 sets. You know, the girls were right there again this year. So I'm very proud of how they played, and how everybody on the team was willing to try all of the different combinations that I threw out there. And, you know, getting Addie and Ayla as state alternates was pretty nice too. And then, you know, Ashlyn had a great individual postseason there, upsetting the 4 seed and ended up 4th at our regional. So overall, it was a great season for us.
All, and you mentioned, as we're talking to Nick DeMoss, a Knoxville girls tennis coach on the Hy-Vee Radio Coaches Corner on KNIA KVLS. You brought up Addie Duncan, and it's amazing that that girl just picked up a racket last March, and she's doing things that a person who should have about 8 or 9 years experience playing tennis, and she's just 8 or 9 months into it.
Yeah, both her and Jordy, you know, started last March, and both of them have had fantastic seasons. And luckily, Addie gets one more year. You know, Jordy doesn't have that luxury, but I thought that they both picked up the game really, really quickly. And you know, they're really good athletes, and you know, they're starters on the softball team and the volleyball team. And, you know, when you have good athletes that are coachable, they seem to pick it up pretty quickly. And, you know, I'm very excited for next year, and hopefully we can help Addie get to state too.
And you got Bridget coming back too, who was your number one, who, you know, was solid as a number one as well.
Yeah. You know, we're going to return quite a few pretty good girls. I think we return 4 out of our top 6. We'll lose our, you know, we were without Island for most of the year with their broken ankle and leg injury. But, you know, we'll lose Jordy and Ashlyn, who we had there at the end of the year, from our lineup. But the other four will still be there. And we got some good sophomores and freshmen coming back. And then, you know, I think we have a couple of eighth graders that are going to be pretty solid for us. And if rumors are true, we may have another athlete coming out that will be a junior for the first time. And, you know, we've had that work out for us well in the past.
Again, talking to Nick DeBoss, Knoxville girls tennis coach on KNIA Carvelas on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner. Obviously, you know, we're talking to you in the fall. We're used to talking to you around June when the spring season is over. What was that like this year, now that you've seen it one season through of playing in the fall? Because you had some reservations, but you also were saying, okay, let's try this. Let's see how it works out. How did it work out for you?
It went pretty well. You know, there were some days where it was really, really hot. But overall, the weather was pretty good. You know, we didn't have to deal with the wind as much as what we do in the spring. And, you know, it was a little bit drier there. You know, this last week at state, you know, you could get anything. It could be rainy like it was for the team state, and it could be chilly. You know, you just never know what you're going to get here at the end of the season into October. But overall, the weather was good. The only thing that really is difficult for a team like Knoxville and, you know, maybe even some of those other South Central Conference teams is navigating around volleyball and trying to get those players to be able to do both sports.
And I know you worked with Coach Kaichus in volleyball, and I know the girls, I heard them say that, you know, we had to, you know, we go to tennis and then we got to go to volleyball or vice versa. And sometimes I think one night there was a home tennis match and a home volleyball match, and they came right from tennis over to volleyball, which is just crazy. But that tells you how dedicated those kids are to do both and excel at both at the same time.
Yeah, you know, it was really nice that we were able to, you know, at least have the home. That made it so that they were able to play. And I know that they were a little worried that they weren't going to make it to the match if they played doubles. But, you know, luckily they were able to finish that doubles match pretty early. And I think we also had one match in Davis County where they played singles and then hustled back and were able to play in their volleyball match. That's the struggle that not just Knoxville is going through. That's a lot of the 1A teams. So we're all trying to navigate that, you know, and hopefully we're able to get as much playing time as we can. And, you know, our girls did a really good job and ended up getting a South Central Conference title in both tennis. And I heard last night that they can do no worse than a share of a conference title in volleyball. So I'm pretty proud of that, too.
And now you'll have a full off season. I mean, this year you feel like you just ended one and then you turned right around and start another season. But now you got a full off season. What is the message for the girls for really the next year as you go through winter and into spring and then summer and then they round back out in fall again for when your season's ready to start again?
Yeah, if we want to continue to be a top team in the South Central Conference and, you know, not only in the South Central Conference, but, you know, a top team in the state, we're going to have to play a little bit more in the off season. You know, we got to get some court time during the winter. And with Trio and Oski or, you know, some of the racket clubs up here in Des Moines, that could be possible. It's just a little bit pricey. And then, you know, we're going to really work this summer. I've talked to a few of the girls and we're going to try and have some morning workouts so that we can get in as much work as we can through the summer so that we're ready when the season hits, because we don't get a whole lot of practice time since they start meets 4 days after practice is legally able to start.
All right. Well, best luck to you this off season. I'll be a little weird not talking to you in the spring, but look forward to next fall.
All right. Thanks, Derek.
That's Nick DeMoss, Knoxville girls tennis coach. We'll be back for more right after this on KNIA Care of Less.